The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy.
And Edward.
And you are joining us for a Japan Top 10 special episode. This month, we're going to jam out to Japanese jazz, so get ready for that. Japan Top 10! And just a reminder that you can take our 2021 annual listener survey. It is out now. And if you just give us 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and we will give you, in return, a chance to win a $100 USD gift card to a retailer of your choice. So, of course, that is just 5 minutes and, you know, a chance to win $100. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, let's get into the meat and bones of our episode today, Edward.
All right, let's do it. Sure. So, we're talking about jazz. The most fun of all those fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got jazz already. See, we're making music. It's all good. So jazz for Japan, though, is a bit of a different story. It was introduced to Japan in the early 20th century in the form of dance music by bands who performed on cruise ships traveling between Japan and the USA. It became especially popular in Osaka, which had 20 dance halls with bands playing jazz music by the early 1920s. At this time, most of the resident musicians were Filipinos who had been exposed to jazz music by American soldiers in their home country, but it was in these dance halls that young Japanese musicians heard jazz for the first time and had the opportunity to play and reach professional standard.
Yes, and speaking of that introduction of jazz into Japan, The Hatano Orchestra is said to have been the first Japanese dance band. They were originally formed to provide accompaniment for silent films. But after taking a job performing on a cruise ship and experiencing the jazz scene in San Francisco, they took sheet music of popular American songs back with them to Japan and transformed themselves into a nice little dance band upon their return.
Although jazz became a popular form of dance music amongst young people in Japan, the conservative older generation were concerned about the effect that this foreign music was having on the youth. Oh boy, wow, that hasn't come back time and time again.
Oh, not at all. Not even one time.
Oh,
I can't
no.
Imagine.
Are you kidding me? We have that in the West. I don't call it rap music. I call it crap music. And that was in the 90s. Don't do drugs. Stay in school. Anyway, in 1927, the authorities in Osaka started to clamp down on jazz performances in the dance halls, forcing many young musicians to move to Tokyo and create a new jazz scene there.
That is right. And in the 30s, the popular composer Yoichi Hattori began to create original jazz music incorporating Japanese themes and jazz versions of traditional Japanese songs to try and improve the reputation of the genre and appeal to those who are opposed to it as a foreign influence. Also, yeah, adapt. Mm. Get over it, right? Come on, improve.
Absolutely. Yep, get into it, Japanese people. It's happening. The dance is coming, whether you like it or not. No law can stop us.
We are here. We are ready to jazz hands our way into the 40s. So,
well, jazz hands, that's a musical thing, but we'll get into that another time. That's another episode.
True. Yes, Takarazuka, we're coming for you.
Way. No,
just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in the 40s, one of his songs, Tarinai Song, raised the ire of authorities as the lyrics reflected the shortage of food and other materials which were being sent overseas to the military to support the war effort at the time. And very quickly, the song was banned, even though its popularity grew.
Controversy. I do love it. In 1933, what is now Japan's oldest jazz cafe, Shigusa, opened in Yokohama as coffee houses began to replace the dance halls as as places for young people to gather and enjoy jazz music together.
That is right. And although jazz was banned in Japan during World War II, there was many severe punishments for those who listened to jazz, but its popularity did not wane in the slightest, and the ban was not even completely successful. So jazz songs, often with national lyrics, made their way to popularity to make them more palatable to the censorship board, and jazz musicians continued to perform them throughout the war years.
The Allied occupation after the war brought new opportunities for Japanese jazz musicians. As well as having the freedom to play, the demand for live jazz music increased as Allied soldiers yearned to hear the tunes from back home. This gave opportunities for talented young musicians, such as the pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi and saxophonist Sadao Watanabe, to be noticed by established American musicians and eventually be recognized on the world stage. This opened the door in later years for other Japanese artists, such as Ryo Fukui and Hiromi Uehara, to be heard and lauded by the wider jazz community and gain fans around the world.
These days, jazz music has influenced every genre of Japanese music, from J-pop to electric dance music, and bands such as King New have had major successes in the mainstream charts while being based and having their roots in jazz. So the influence can clearly be heard in the popular Shibuya Kei sound, which began in the 1990s as well.
That is my favorite genre, I have to say, Andy. I'm not going to lie. It's actually what got me into Japanese music.
Admittedly.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, same. Partly me too.
there you go. Yeah, honestly, there's something to be said for using jazz chords and jazz structure in order to make new sound happen. And it's as a musician myself, when I was playing, learning those songs by ear and playing them, I was like, oh my God, a lot of this is just jazz music. And it's still extremely prevalent even today. A lot of like the chord progressions and music that you hear in J-pop even now are still very much heavily influenced by jazz. So there you go. In this episode, we will be featuring music from some of the new wave of jazz artists who have taken inspiration from the past and followed in the footsteps of their predecessors, bringing new energy to the genre in the 21st century.
Yes, that is right. Well, you kind of just touched on it. I actually wanted, before we dive headfirst into our exploration of, contemporary Japanese jazz, do you have a footing in jazz culture, or have you performed with jazz bands before?
I haven't performed. I have performed with a duo friend of mine in Canada. She is not Japanese. She is a Canadian. And we've done some sets together and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun doing jazz. And also I studied a bit of jazz when I was in music college. So it was part of my education. And it's super important. I mean, jazz really does stretch far and wide in terms of influence. You can hear it in Western music and Eastern music. It's really everywhere because there's just so many complex chords and ideas, and even the most simplest thing can sound amazing. It really is about taking the music and bending it to your own will. And improvisation is a huge part of that, which I do a lot of in ballet when I work with ballet musicians or ballet classes. So it's truly almost like the mother of a lot of music for its time and even today. So what about you? Have you done any jazz stuff?
Outside of my high school jazz band? No, I have not.
Oh, yes. Jazz band. I remember I played alto sax in high school. I don't know about you. What'd you play?
I sadly have played arguably I played the coolest jazz instrument. I played jazz flute.
Yes, come on, jazz flute. We got regular Jethro Tull in the house.
But sadly I was horrible at it, and midway through my career I had to switch over to tuba because we were lacking a tuba player.
Wow, that is the exact opposite, truly. I mean, you got the smallest, tiniest, well, it's not a piccolo, but it's pretty close. And then you go all the way to tuba?
Yes, yes, yeah. A big gambit.
Hey, someone had to do it, and it was you. So that's great. In addition to performing in the Western world, when I was over in Japan, when I traveled around, I went into a bunch of different music stores. Shout out to Yamaha music stores everywhere. I went to a bunch of those. And at the time, Frozen was really popular. So I just played a bunch of Frozen music and everyone was like,
what?
It was a lot of fun. But but getting into jazz, though, we're not talking about Frozen, although there you go, musical. I was in Fukuoka, I believe. I think it was there. Maybe it was Kanayama, one or the other. And there's this jazz bar called Stella by Starlight, which is named after the popular jazz standard, Stella by Starlight. Go look it up. And when I was in there, me and my friend, who's not a musician, but we were just chilling out. And then I got on the piano. And I was like, can I go and play this? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, okay. So I did. And then we ended up singing some songs together, the staff and I. It was really, really fun. Then a jazz saxophonist showed up. And so we jammed for a little bit. It was a really fun time. And it made me feel really kind of special.
Aww, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. Yeah, it was, I don't know. There's nothing brings together people from different cultures more than playing like really famous Japanese pop music and being like, we're gonna do Yuki no Hana right now, here we go. It was great. I loved it. It was a real treat. So yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, bringing the jazz and jazz cafes, bringing the world together since, you know, well, you heard it in our intro, since the post-war times, but yeah, even all the way through Edward's visit to Japan. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully beyond, as we're going to get into.
Yes, of course. So, without further ado, let us segue right into our countdown for this Japanese jazz episode. So, right up top, I will intro us with our first song. It is Neo Sign Stomp by the band Ego Rappin'.
Oh,
So that again was Ego Rappin' with their song Neo Sign Stomp from 2014. So Ego Rappin' was formed in Osaka in 1996 by vocalist Yoshie Nakano and guitarist Masaki Mori.
For live performances and studio recordings, they are supported by many different musicians from both the jazz and rock world.
They take their musical inspiration from pre-war Japanese jazz, cabaret, and Showa-era popular music.
There you go. See, they're taking it right from the root. That's where it all is, for sure. As well as frequently touring Japan, they've also performed at festivals in Europe and other parts of Asia.
Nakano has appeared as a guest vocalist with various artists, including Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra and Tofu Beats.
Those are actually really good bands. I don't know if you listen to those ones, Andy. Yeah?
Definitely. Tofu, well, both, but especially Tofu Beats. I'm a big fan.
Oh, there you go. Well, I wonder if they're going to be on this episode. Well, actually, spoiler alert, they're not. That's okay. Another one. We'll do a second episode. We'll include them just for Andy.
Yes. Yes, please.
Absolutely. So, Neo Sign Stomp was released with three other tracks on the maxi single Bright Time in 2014 and peaked at number 21 on the Oricon charts.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of my jazz flute history, this is our first band on the countdown to feature a jazz flute. So, yeah, I definitely had my ears peaked up for, while listening to our set, for what bands included, you know, my personal connection to jazz.
Also, you couldn't see it, you guys, but because podcasting is an audio medium, but Andy was doing finger guns while he was talking about the jazz flute. It was pretty adorable.
Aw, thank you, thank you.
You're most welcome. So up next, we have Summer Goddess from Soil and Pimp Sessions, released in 2005.
Thank you.
Soylent Pimp Sessions are a five-piece, self-described death jazz instrumental band, which was formed in 2001.
Ooh, I love the sound of death jazz.
Me too. It sounds like a Persona game waiting to happen, honestly. Atlas, get on it.
Yes, come on. They are regarded as pioneers of playing in the nightclub scene, which is largely dominated by DJs.
The band has been featured on the BBC radio program worldwide in the UK, and they have gained fans from around the world.
So much so that in 2007, they performed at Glastonbury, the UK's largest music festival and one of the most famous music festivals in the world. They were only the third Japanese act to perform at this festival after Cornelius and Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, as previously mentioned.
Yeah, there you go. So they're everywhere. Also, fast fact for all you listeners out there, if you don't know, Glastonbury is like a big deal. It is like Woodstock in the 60s for the US, or I guess a more modern version would be in America, Coachella is very, very similar to that. It's a big deal. Or Bonnaroo, that sort of a thing. So there you go. They have collaborated with various vocalists, including Ringo Sheena and Daichi Miura. I love this video. It is a lot of fun. You got the band. They're on a school bus, of all things. And they've got the lights, and they're just jamming out. And it's a real treat. I love it. And this song is just, it really is summer, truly. I love it. It's great.
Yeah. I was going to say the same exact thing. Like, if this is not on your summer playlist already, please feel free to add it right now after this episode.
Absolutely. Or just keep listening to this part of the episode over and over again if you want to not bother going to Spotify. Or whatever you're listening on. You know, it's all good.
Definitely. Well, continuing on, I will bring us our next song. I'll bring us to Midnight Cruise by Wonk. I love that name. So enjoy.
I'm breathing.
That again was Midnight Cruise by Wonk, and Wonk is a four-piece band formed in Tokyo in 2013. They describe their sound as experimental soul and draw inspiration from jazz, soul, and hip-hop genres.
Their debut album, Sphere, released in 2016, and it won the Best Jazz Album category in the 9th Annual CD Shop Awards, which is based on votes by CD retailers across Japan.
Each of the band members is actually quite multi-talented, and they have a hand in producing and engineering their recordings.
I love that. I love it when everyone has like a real stake in what's happening, and they can really articulate what they want out of their sound. That's not easy to do. So hats off to them for sure. The lead vocalist, Kento Nagatsuka, has experience as the head chef of a French bistro. And he has his own cooking program, Beat Kitchen, on Cookpad TV online streaming network. I love French food. Andy, do you like French food?
I don't think I'm cultured enough. I haven't eaten enough French food to know if I like it or not, but I can imagine liking it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good. I mean, French food is more than just escargot, which is snails. But snails are delicious. Don't knock it until you tried it. It is essentially just straight up garlic and melted butter. It's the best thing. So if you ever come over to Toronto, I will take you my favorite French bistro. It will be amazing.
Oh my gosh. That's all the more incentive to travel once we're able to again.
Yes. Absolutely. So this video, I was listening to it. It's the video and the music, I should say. Very chill, very much like almost like a lo-fi, very like, you know, I'm going to study this kind of a situation. It's very calming.
I felt exactly the same. I was cooking breakfast and I had the playlist with all our songs for today running just before the episode. And this came on. And I had forgotten like how chill it was. It like especially set in between our other like very lively and fun jazz pieces on this episode. This one like just takes you right into some lo-fi vibes.
Absolutely. Hopefully you didn't fall asleep while you were cooking. That would have been really disastrous.
No, I was. I'm an attentive chef, just like Nagatsuka.
Come on, Andy. So, up next, we have Adria Blue by Bohemian Voodoo, released in 2012. Thank you. Once again, that was Bohemian Voodoo with their song Adria Blue. Where's the Adria Blue? It's a mystery. No one knows. Well, they do. Anyway, Bohemian Voodoo are a four-piece band formed in Tokyo in 2008.
And in 2012, they signed to a newly established Playwright record label and released their second album, Scenes, which features today's song, Adria, or Adria Blue, however you choose to pronounce it.
Please make sure you comment and tell us and tag us in everything to let us know how wrong or right we are, please. In June 2017, they released a live album and DVD, Echoes, which won the Album of the Year New Jazz category in the Nissan Presents Jazz Japan Awards, organized by Jazz Japan Magazine.
And later that same year, they played their first headline show at Blue Note Tokyo, which sold out as soon as tickets became available.
I gotta say, when I was in Japan, I really wanted to go to the Blue Note Club. It's like a very, very famous performing space. Have you ever been?
I've never been. I have like the world at my fingertips here for music lovers, Japanese music lovers, and I have not experienced half of it.
Well, I mean, there's only so many hours in a day, you know, and true. Like when lives happen, maybe you're not available. So I get it.
True. But yeah, I mean, hopefully, yeah, you can add that to if you ever drop by Japan, we can go check out the Blue Note Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's always got something interesting happening there. And also, you should go and support live performances and artists, especially when the pandemic is over, because they need your support.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that is a worldwide message, right?
Absolutely. Worldwide, yes.
Okay, well, I mean, another artist that we can add to the list of people to support potentially after the pandemic is our next artist. It is Kraklax, or Kurakuraksu, with their song Motto.
Oh,
That again was Mado from 2018 by Kurakuraksu or Cracklax. So Kurakuraksu is a five-piece band formed in 2015 by saxophonist and keyboard player Ryo Konishi. He had just returned to Japan after studying music in the USA at that time.
Ah, as many musicians do, for sure. It is something of a supergroup as a guitarist, Mei Inoue, and the vocalist, Tomoe Oda, are both established solo artists, and the drummer, Shun Ishiwaka, is a well-known as a session musician and was a member of the band Sava Vinci, which was later evolved into King New, which is an artist and a band that we have featured many a time on our Japan Top 10 Countdown. King New is kind of everywhere.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I mean, I haven't heard anything recently, but you know, as soon as they drop something, it's going to be right at the top of the charts again, I'm sure.
Fire, yeah. For sure.
Fire, definitely. So King New, also, yeah, like we mentioned earlier, is one of those bands, as you can see, their drummer has roots in jazz, just like this song. So, but to date, this band... they have released four EPs and one full-length album, and they were very active in the live scene up until the coronavirus pandemic had started. So during 2020, they gave two live stream performances for their fans.
There you go. See, we were just talking about this a little bit. I mean, this is pivoting into the online space, which is a really big deal and very important. But they're still out there doing lives, even online, so... hats off to them. It's not easy. Trust me. So, Mado is from their third EP, Double Rift, which was released in July 2018. What did you think about the song, Indy?
I quite liked it. It was another one that kind of caught me off guard, if that makes sense. I guess I didn't really know what to expect approaching our Japanese jazz episode, because a lot of my thoughts about jazz, I have a very specific image in some ways of what jazz can sound like and be like, but you know, a lot of the instrumentation and way that the jazz has been developed through our first like four songs here, it's so vastly different. So I really enjoyed it. Did you have any overarching opinions?
Well, knowing what I know now about you, this song does feature jazz flute, so there you go. but also, I very much agree with you. It's so true. Jazz is ever evolving, and what you're going to hear, a fair listener, when you're listening, where you're going through our list, is you're going to see that actually jazz isn't just a vocalist scatting, which is basically a vocalist using made-up sounds and creating different kinds of melodies, being like scooby-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, all that fun kind of stuff. That is not just jazz. There are so many more things, and it gets incorporated into so many different kinds of genres, which we're going to demonstrate. And shout out to Dean, our scriptwriter for this episode. He really did a good job of picking different songs that really showcase the versatility of jazz, which was really great to see. So jazz is so much more than just one type of genre or one mood, and this Cracklax really does a good job of showcasing this. So up next we have Bluebird from Shorter Heads, released in 2014. Thank you.
save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Once again, you just heard Bluebird by Schroederheads. Shorter Heads is a solo project by keyboardist Shunsuke Watanabe, who has worked as a recording and live session musician for many Japanese artists, including Motoharu Sano, Ko Shibasaki, Puffy, and Coco.
Yes, and Watanabe draws inspiration from classical, jazz, dance, and electronic music genres to create his own unique sound.
The project name comes from the piano-playing character Schroeder, who appears in the long-running American comic series Peanuts. Not gonna lie, Schroeder was my favorite because I, too, am a pianist. Piano is my first love, and, I mean, Schroeder loved Beethoven, but, you know, you can branch out, you can do more things, and clearly he did. Schroeder Heads is just so much more than just Beethoven, so there you go.
Right. Mm. But a nice lineage, right? From, you get the nice connection through the past, through the classical references and all that, so lovely. So Shorter Heads performs live as a trio with piano, bass, and drums, and mixes program beats with strings and live musicians.
Bluebird features on Shorter Heads' third album, Synthesizia, which was released in February 2014. Andy Kuhn, do you know what Synthesizia is?
Yeah, I actually had a friend in college who experienced synesthesia, and they would see colors, people's like voices as colors and things. So it's like kind of the blending of two different senses at the same time, hearing a thing and associating it with a visual image or vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah. Textbook definition. Good job, Andy. 10
Thank
points
you.
For
I
Andy.
I'm going to pass. But actually, I have a funny story about this song in particular. Ooh. There's a cafe in the town where I live now, and every month or so, well, prior to the pandemic, they used to have music nights where people would come and share music. I would go, and, you know, it's always a good time, and one of the regulars who would go was always bringing, like, different mixtapes and things to, if people were interested, they could kind of, like, rent out these mixtapes, and one of the mixtapes that I got from him had this song on it, and so I have a very, warm memory of, like, oh, that's so cool.
Aw, Natsukashi.
That's great. Natsukashi. Yeah, so I was really happy to see the song pop up on our list, and I'm happy that we could share it with our listeners.
Oh, there you go. There's some good synergy happening over here at Japan Top 10.
Yes, our mental link. Well, without further ado, let's kind of get into the latter half of our episode with our next song. It is Peace by Tender.
So
That again was Peace by the band Tender, and this song was released in 2021. So Tender is a solo project by bassist, guitarist, keyboardist, saxophonist, vocalist, and producer Taro Kawahara.
Wow, he sounds like me, where he just does everything. I love it. So Kawahara is known in the music industry as a songwriter, arranger, and producer for other artists. Oh my goodness, what doesn't this man do? Seriously. And he has been releasing his own music on an independent record label since 2017, but Peace is his major debut release since signing to EMI Records / Universal Music.
This song was first broadcast on J-Wave Radio's Sonar Music program on April 6, 2021, and it was released for download and streaming on the following day. So, I don't know, Edward, did you get a chance to, watch the video or anything for this song?
Yes, I did. This is the one. Let me just double check and make sure I've got it right. Oh, yes, I want the girl. And
Yeah.
That's really informative, I know, right? It's the one classic with the girl. Yeah.
No, but I was gonna say I think this might be our most recent song on this set list, and I was really interested. I really like the visuals a lot. I think it tied in the sonically what was going on very well. But yeah, I hope all of our listeners could get a chance to check out the video if they're so inclined.
Absolutely. Go look it up on YouTube. It is great. Honestly, I really do love it when you get this great marriage between the song and really excellent visuals. The J-pop videos do this a ton, where they do a character study where it's just the song and then literally one actor just doing a whole thing. I live for that. I think it's the best. It's just, humans are so fascinating, says a human.
Human to human, yes.
Absolutely. I'm like, good. Woof, everyone bought it. Okay. All right. So up next, we have Pentatonic Love by Last Electro, released in 2020. Just heard Pentatonic Love by Last Electro. Last Electro is a four-piece band led by keyboardist and producer Khan Sano.
Sano is a graduate of the Berklee College of Music, and he performed with his band at the Monterey Jazz Festival while still in college.
The other band members are established musicians in the jazz and hip-hop scenes.
Pentatonic Love is the opening track on Last Electro's first EP, Closer, which was released on January 15th, 2020.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, does this have Pentatonic stuff in it? I hope it does. For those of you that don't know, this is Music Corner with Edward Cockerton, your most favorite and most trusted music teacher. I mean, it is part of what I do. So for those that don't know, the pentatonic scale can be major or minor. It is a scale, music scale that involves only five tones. That's the name pentatonic. Penta meaning five in Latin. So there's two types. There is a major one, which is for using solfeggio, it would be do re mi sol la do. That would be the major one. And the minor version is la do re mi sol la. So, and there's also a blues one as well, which is a variation on minor pentatonic, which is la do re re mi sol la. So, yeah, it's very, very versatile. A lot of people use it. It comes up a lot, unfortunately, in stereotypical pieces. Not that this one does that at all, but back in the day, like when Disney was doing scores, or when anyone does a film score and they're trying to get something that's from Asia or various diaspora of that kind of culture, they would use the pentatonic scale in order to make that happen. For example, songs like I think I'm turning Japanese use that very famously. So that happens quite a bit. Musically, there's a lot of that kind of leitmotif that happens. I mean, harmonic minor sounds like your Arabian Nights, that kind of stuff. So anyway, just because you're using a pentatonic scale doesn't mean that you are limited to just doing a caricature of a culture. So there you go. I'm stepping off my soapbox. Andy, please take it over.
No, I think that is one of the coolest things. I love when people get to flex their like knowledge and their musical muscles. Well, anything that they're knowledgeable about. So I hope our listeners also enjoyed that, because, I mean, you can always, you know, send Edward your money for that free lesson. I guess it's free, but that's a sample. A sample of what? No.
Yeah. Please do. Venmo me. Because we don't have Venmo yet.
No, but I was just going to, on one last note about Pentatonic Love. This had a very big, like, city, well, maybe not city pop, but yeah, that kind of vibe for me where... again, showing the versatility of what jazz can be, and I think very within the, you know, vaporwavy vibes that people tend to fall into these days. So
I'm one of those people. I do love me a vaporwave.
All right. Well, let's continue on to our next song. It is Sunset by Blue Swing.
Don't get there, you go on.
That again was Sunset by Blue Swing from 2013. Blue Swing are a five-piece band who formed in 2004 and made their major debut on the Columbia Music Entertainment label in 2008.
As well as their own releases, they've also produced remixes for other artists and appeared on various compilation albums.
Sunset is from their third album, Transit, which was released on November 20th, 2013. I was just going to say, I think this song is another summer jam for me, to be honest.
I was going to say, actually, but you beat me to the punch. It totally is a summer jam. Big summer vibes. It's just my vibe. It absolutely is. Also, this ties in really nice with the whole Shibuya-kei vaporwavy kind of a thing. Like, it's very much in that wheelhouse. It's a great song. So I'm glad it is featured.
Reflecting on that, I might have made a mistake and confused our last two songs, but this song is definitely the vaporwavy vibe. I'm so sorry to everyone. No, but yes, I definitely think this should go on. Yes, another summer playlist edition, if not, you know, a year-round one, but definitely for summer.
Actually, it's funny. I don't know about you, Andy, but me, I have a car and I drive a lot. So when the summertime comes, because now it is summertime, I tend to switch up my music. Like, I tend to listen to a lot of lovers rock music. That's like a reggae thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what that is, that genre. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, happens a lot in J music. A lot of that tends to happen quite a bit too. When people have a summer song, or whatever, they tend to do like, well, more of an old school thing, like early 2000s. But I still love it. Anyway, but I also put a lot of Shibuya-kei in there too, and like a lot of songs like this, like Blue Swing, a lot of those tracks show up, which is great, and I love it. So, do you like switch things up? Like when you're in the winter, do you listen like a lot of like sad, moody ballads, and then when you're in the summer, you're like, hell yeah, it's summer. All the music, please.
Yes,
what do you do?
I'm definitely in the same boat as you. Like, I need to change. It's kind of like changing out your wardrobe, right? It happens almost simultaneously. Mm. Like, yeah, just trade out some of those more up-tempo, you know, hot girl summer beats.
Put on your Natsufuku and dance around.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Bring it back. So, up next, we have Dan by Stereo Champ featuring Kento Nagatsuka, released in 2018. We'll be right back. Stereo Champ is led by Mei Inoue, the guitarist from Cracklax, who we featured earlier.
That's right. Yes, they're back to give us a new take on jazz. So although Inoue has many album releases under his own name, Stereo Champ has released only one album, Mono Light, in 2018. Dan features on this very album.
Vocals on this song are provided by Kento Nagatsuka, the lead vocalist of Wonk. Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, we are. We're fully back. We've got the band back together.
Oh, it's so true. Oh, man. If I remember correctly, actually, looking at this video. Oh, yes. This video features, it's very, very typical live kind of situation. Lots of English lyrics. Actually, it might be all English lyrics, if I remember correctly. It's pretty good, though. It gives me big, I'm releasing a lyric video kind of a vibe. But honestly, I'm here for it. I love that.
I love it, too. I think it's funny you mentioned that. A lot of the tracks, and maybe it's just the selection of tracks that we have, but a lot of them have heavily featured English lyrics as a prominent deviation outside of regular, quote-unquote, regular Japanese music or mainstream Japanese music. But yeah, more heavily based in English lyrics are these jazz tracks. So maybe that's just showing the history of jazz throughout Japan or something, but yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, actually, I do feel like that was a thing. I mean, in I can't speak to all of Japanese jazz, but I do know in Shibuya-kei, for example, a lot of references come from English, but they also come a lot from Europe and a lot of like French cafe, Parisian scene kind of type things. So you get a lot of songs that have French titles or use gratuitous English or gratuitous French throughout that hopefully make sense. Sometimes they don't, and that's cool too. Honestly, there are lots of songs that I love that are just very silly, and you're like, this is a song that is about a girl who is chubby, or this is a song about a swinging popsicle. Like, it's just, it's very random. But I do think the use of English, it definitely is harkening back to that, to those roots. And also, I still think it was relevant in the 90s, and still is today. Using English is still really cool, I would say, and it's still like a thing to pepper your phrases with English. I know in animes and stuff that was still like a huge thing, and going, oh, in K-pop too, actually. There's a reason why, and this was happening in J-pop, but now I'm going over the place. We're going to boy bands now, so buckle up, everyone. Like everything, but like, is it Arashi? Or no, Katun. Like, because on Cartoon Katun, mm-hmm. that super popular boy band show that was on many moons ago, they one of the members went over to USA and like stayed in Los Angeles and stuff for like a year and then came back. So a lot of like rapper artists that are inside those girl and boy bands, they tend to go over to America for a year and study and get really good at English and then come back, which helps because it gives them street cred, and it also gives them a better grasp on the English language, makes them sound more natural. So I do think jazz also has the same kind of a thing too.
Oh, definitely. I agree. Yeah, the cultural capital of using English in your music and songs is still unparalleled for some reason. Yeah.
Well, I would say Korea is kind of catching up because they do a lot of Western influence stuff. Like a lot of their K-pop is just our Western pop that's over here. But with Eastern sensibilities, with lots of jazz chords.
Way to bring us right back.
Bringing it back. Yep, that's me. It's what I do best. I just take this car, I turn it right around, and I say, we're here, everyone get out.
Well, let's get out and into our next song. Our next song is Samurai by Jazztronic from 2015. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Jazztronic is a music project led by musician, arranger, composer, producer, and DJ Ryota Nozaki.
He is so prolific. Jazztronic has released so many remixes. Chances are good if you listen to any Shibuya K or any J-pop, you've probably seen on the maxi single a Jazztronic remix at some point, especially in the 90s and 2000s, and also by a lot of Western artists too. So he is everywhere. So between 1999 and 2016, Nozaki released 17 albums under the Jazztronic name, 3 under his own name, 6 mini albums, 4 remix albums, 6 mix CDs, 6 compilation CDs, 4 soundtrack CDs, as well as several film and television drama soundtracks, music for television commercials, and theme music for television programs. Ooh. In addition to his work, he has produced remixes for many big-name Japanese artists. There you go.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, you hit the nail right on the head with just how widespread his influence was, especially like even, well, obviously even now, but yeah, during that, the late 90s, early 2000s. But yeah, in recent years, Jazztronic's music has grown even more in popularity in Japan, not only among club DJs, but also among J-pop fans. But his work has long been revered in the UK and continental Europe, and many of his releases currently available in Japan are actually imports from other parts of the world.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I actually kind of pivoting to another person who has been prolific in a style of jazz that I think is close to this song, like New Jabez. I feel like the vibes off of this song and what Jazztronic has done here is very kind of getting into that realm of things.
Yeah, this is very much in the wheelhouse of that style. Like a very, this is also very Shibuya K in a way. It's very smart. The progressions make a lot of sense. It goes in a bunch of different places. It's an 11 minute long track. It's like makes you want to dance. It really runs the gamut. And also being able, dance music, I don't know if you listen to a lot of dance music, Andy, but
I do.
Oh, there you go. So a lot of dance music, as you probably know, it's very formulaic. It's like you got the beat, you got do, 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 do. I don't want to do the whole Homestar Runner reference. Shout out to Homestar Runner people from the early 2000s. But it's just like, you know, it has a beat and then you got the whole boots, cats, boots, cats. You know what I mean? And that just builds up from there. But it doesn't really, like, it's very much, you know where it's going. And then there's like a crescendo and then things get loud and then there's like a beat drop and then stuff happens. Whereas with Jazztronic, a lot of his stuff, it goes everywhere. Like you're going to get different stuff throughout. It's not just one thing. Like it's such smart production. And I really love that. Like as a musician, sometimes I want to just zone out and listen to like very bubblegummy pop stuff. I mean, who doesn't? But I really like the fact that this has so much development, so much texture. It's really, really, really good. And all the tracks, like all remixes, I will always listen to a Jazztronic remix.
100%. Oh, absolutely.
Because he's always doing something totally different. Well, we've come to the end. We have our last song. It's Every 1 Minute by Monon Kuru, released in 2020.
だいたい同じさ始まって終わってゆくだけ君が特別で不思議な理由は隠れたディティールに宿ってる撫だらかなカーブ描いて映る季節のような君を見てるのが好きだ巻き戻しボタンどこにもないけど 2人きっとうまくやれるさ Every 1 minute 一緒のたびにまた見ぬ世界 Can you feel it 流れてく beat は とどまらないから 歩き始めようか 次の未来へ ほどあるハイライト失われながら生まれ変わってく季節のような君を見てるのが好きだ戻らない過去も今は宝物
二人きっとうまくやれるさ Everyone made it 今朝の旅にまた見ぬ世界 Can't feel it君と分かち合ってゆくプレゼン Maybe not always with a river でもきっといつかの未来でずっと蘇るのは君のかすかな匂いや温度 Keeps on giving love to the future
Kuru is a songwriting duo consisting of vocalist Sarah Yoshida and bassist Ryuta Tsunoda.
Yes, and Tsunoda is actually the nephew of Hiro Tsunoda, a famous Japanese singer and musician who was popular in the early 1970s.
Monon Kuru was formed in 2011 and released their first album in 2013.
They won the Best New Artist category in the Jazz Japan Disc Awards in 2014 after releasing their second album.
Every 1 Minute is the duo's fourth single and was released on the 7th of November in 2020.
Their latest single, Daite, Hold On Me, was released on March 3rd, 2021 and is a cover of a song originally released in 1998 by the idol group Morning Musume. I love them so much.
Morning Musume. Whoa. Okay, stop.
I love it too.
I love it. Oh, dancing to all the night. Oh my god, that whole like Morning Musume, it just we're on Toknatsuka, she.
Yes. Morning Musume had a hold on my brain in a way that no other group did. No. But Monon Kuru, Sarah Yoshida, her visuals, I love whatever's going on there. Like this whole song, I was like captivated just looking at her.
I agree. Honestly, like this is so, it's, you know when white girls say like, this is just my vibe. This is just my vibe. You've got the like the super cool lighting with the pink and you've got the elevator and like the impossibly cool outfit with the crazy asymmetrical haircut. Like, it is everything. The visuals, it's so good. And the music is just like, she gets in, she does her thing, and then you get the hell out. And I love that. Oh, I love it when an artist is just like, yep, here's my thing, I'm gonna do it, and then that's it, we're done. Chef's kiss. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, I'm embarrassed to admit, I had not heard or listened to Monon Kuru before this, but they have been... post haste added to every playlist, everything that I could possibly find to add them to.
Absolutely. I hope everyone else does the same as well. Definitely check them out.
Well, do you have any final thoughts on our journey through jazz and Japanese jazz today, Edward?
Well, at the risk of sounding like a totally sappy person, which, I mean, spoiler alert, I work in musical theater and music, so I cry at everything. But I will say that jazz is a never-ending journey, which, you know, this is the part where everyone throws up. But it's true. Jazz is a never-ending journey, a never-ending story, an endless story, if you will. Shout out to Yuna Ito. Anyway, it started with humble beginnings. It fought its way through a war and had its own little mini kind of a war, to be honest. With the people being like, this new music and it's gonna defile the people and we can't have this. And Even still, they persevered, and it's grown and it's mutated in the most beautiful way. And I'm so glad that it really is here to stay. I hope it doesn't go anywhere. And even if the most purest form of jazz, like the jazz and blues and scatting and all that stuff, even if that stuff goes away, I still think it's going to really, it's already permeated jazz, R&B, J-pop, which I meant J-pop and jazz, of course, and jazz, and all the other hip-hop, dance, EDM. It's everywhere, and it will be everywhere, and it's going to continue to be everywhere. So
yes, exactly. Yeah. I could not have said it better myself.
Wow. Maybe you could have said it better in a couple less words. I do tend to ramble.
I know. I hope our listeners enjoyed our long ramblings about various, maybe not so on topic things throughout the episode, but I had a great time.
I did. Thank you so much, Andy. It's our first time working together, and it's been a real pleasure.
Yes,
so
yes.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Andy.
Yes, definitely. Mm. And thank you. So, well, our listeners can look forward to another wonderful episode from us, from Haru and our sister show host, Caesar, who will join you for an exciting and exclusive end of June 2021 J-Top 10 episode in just a couple weeks, in a week or so. So normally this will be released for our Patreon premium donors, but we will open this episode up for everyone due to it being Listener Appreciation Month. So
yay.
They will see you a week from now.
Yes. And Caesar is a part of our sister show K-Top 10, which fun fact, I released an episode on that as like a part of a April month catch up. So if you are looking at my super hot takes on what songs that K-pop people are referencing, go and check out that episode. And also go check out all the episodes of K-Top 10 and our past episodes of Japan Top 10 as well. I mean, it is Listener Appreciation Month after all, and we would really appreciate you listening and rating and reviewing and subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher Premium, wherever you get your podcast.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
I'm your host, Edward.
And I'm Andy.
See you next time.
Johnny.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.